It's 9 minutes after seven on a Monday morning. You're with the 947 Breakfast Club. That was Sia with Sean Paul teaming up for Cheap Thrills. So Frankie does this thing.
You make out like I'm some ridiculous human being, but I'm sure a lot of people have done this.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You tell the story.
Yes.
And then everyone's going to come through with whether they've done this or not.
Yes. Fine.
Do
we have enough phone lines for this? Because everyone's done this.
I just have a feeling people will be like, yes, I was at a Woolies cafe and Frankie did this to me.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I decided to go sit at one of the cafes with the, you know, the coffee shops with free Wi-Fi, do some work. So I sit down and start doing some things on the laptop, and these two ladies sit down behind me, at a table behind me. And they're having a fat skinner session. So now I can't help but overhear what's happening.
Because you know, you
they're quite loud.
No, also you can't lock your ears.
That's probably also true. Anyway, so I'm working and I'm listening to them. So basically, the one girl is having relationship problems, right? And she's telling the other girl exactly what's going on with her guy. And I won't get into the details. It's a long story. But the more I'm listening to this, so they're sort of having a debate. Should she let go of this relationship? Is basically what the debate is. So eventually I wrap up and they're still sort of going. So I close my laptop and put it in my bag and I get up and I turn around and I say, listen here, from everything I've heard, you should let go of this guy. It doesn't sound like he's healthy for you.
Is that where you left it, or did you like go further, Dr. Phil, on her?
No. I sort of just left it there and walked away because obviously they just...
were stunned.
They had these big eyes just staring at me going, who the hell are you?
Wow, so they didn't say, oh my word, thank you. You are the sign I've been looking for.
No, I was very respectful. I said, I don't know you. I'm objective in this. But from what you've said, I just don't see this guy being a long-term thing.
And completely inappropriate.
Is it inappropriate? I don't think so.
You see, I've done that, but not...
Oh, so you have?
No,
then.
But listen to in the context in which I do it.
Okay.
So last week, same thing, but it was a couple trying to direct someone and they were getting her lost.
Oh, so you,
and then I was like, that's not where Epsom Downs is. Epsom Downs is here. And then I carried on with my life. But as much as I want to, if it's juicy, I'm just like,
You won't get involved?
No,
I just felt like I had an objective opinion to give them.
Okay, between you guys, Alex, Cindy, Tembekile.
What?
Do you get involved, yes or no?
And that's in something that personal that Frankie just went
for? Yeah.
Absolutely not. But when it's...
Because chances are the girls are speaking about him.
But when it comes to something like where you can help the person for like something normal, like directions, yes. But when you don't know the full circumstances of something that personal, there's no way.
Tamigile?
So the personal stuff, I enjoy just taking it in so that I have a story to tell when I get home.
Okay.
But I do itch to correct people when I hear ignorance being repeated about...
You see, I've done that
events
as well.
In the country. You know, when you listen to a conversation and someone is explaining what happened in Parliament, wherever,
and you're like,
oh my God, this 50-year-old is lying. this dad is lying.
And people are out here lapping it up. They're believing him.
Mm-hmm. And do you get involved then? Do you correct them?
No, I just sit there and I try to show you a sign. Like, I look at you, I'm like, don't believe your friend. It's lies. Your friend is a charlatan.
It's lies. What do you do? You're in a restaurant, some relationship problems are happening next to you. Do you give your advice like Frankie does? Do you mind your business like Alex does? I want to know what Cindy does. We'll talk to you later, Asins.
Yeah, no problem.
Cindy gets involved,
no,
I'm sure.
Because for the life of me, I could have told you what Alex does, Tembekile, or obviously me. But with Cindy, I was just like, I wonder what she does. 011-8838-947. Do you get involved in strangers' problems? Texting us is 32947.
Leave a voice note for the 947 Breakfast Club.
Right now.
084-000-947.
Hi, I'm Sylvain Gassi, and I'm known for saying things like they are. So I'm not going to ignore what's in the room with me. It's an elephant. And it's called high fees. The high fees that make most retirement providers go like, what elephant? Trouble is, high fees would cost you 40% of your retirement. But paying fees of just 1% won't. Talk to us about the elephant in the room at 10x.co.za. And get more money when it matters most with 10x Investments. A licensed FSP. T's and C's apply.
It's the massive Deco Fern clearance sale. You'll get up to 40% off selected items with a guaranteed minimum deposit of 10% of all stock. Hurry while stocks last, from the 22nd till the 28th of Jan. Visit one of the five stores in Gauteng or decofernsa.co.za. Deco Fern furniture is their game, price is their fame. T's and C's apply.
Get up to 20 gigs of free monthly data on selected Cell C Pinnacle contracts to enjoy a world of entertainment on Black. Visit cellc.co.za and get great value on Pinnacle contracts. Connect your way with Cell C. T's and C's apply.
If you love Joburg, 947 loves you. And we love to bring you great hits and exciting entertainment. And our presenters have fun doing it. But we also have to follow the rules set out by the Broadcasting Complaints Commission's Code of Conduct in order to give you balanced programming, fair comment, and accurate news. If for some reason you feel we are not following this code, we want to know about it. So please contact us on comments at 947.co.za. If after that you are still not happy, you can direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. Fax 011-326-3198. For more, visit bccsa.co.za.
EW in traffic with Nissan. With a 6-year, 150,000-kilometer warranty, the Nissan MP300 Hardbody 2.0 base single cab really delivers the goods. Heavy traffic this morning on the M1 North. That's between the Southgate and the Crown Interchange area. Also, Midrand bumper-to-bumper traffic on the M1 South between Brockfontein and Buccleuch. Also, because of traffic pressure from what we can see. Protest action this morning in Protea Glen on the R559 Main Road. Also, in Krugersdorp, there's protest action on Robert Broome Street, as well as Van Riebeck. And then bumper-to-bumper traffic also in Lonial this morning because of congestion on Main Road between Yekskay Rafir and Rivonia Road. Anything else, please let us know on 32947. And this EW in traffic brought to you by Nissan. With a 6-year, 150,000-kilometer warranty, the Nissan MP300 Hardbody 2-litre base single cab really delivers the goods.
No business owner likes downtime. Business has to be going all day, every day. It's even in the word, busyness. So you need a bucky that delivers. You need a Nissan MP300 Hardbody. Engineer to beat a busy day and come back for more. With a tough double-skinned load box and reliable 2-litre engine, extra krach is built in. Get your Nissan MP300 Hardbody 2-litre base single cab from only 174,900 when financed through Nissan Finance. T's and C's supply. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is the 947 Breakfast Club
with Anele, Frankie, Tembekile, Alex and Cindy.
Let's go!
Club alone if you feel
On the 947 Breakfast Club. Good morning, Taya. Pharrell Williams coming through with Happy. Frankie's the type of person who'll be sitting in a restaurant, listening to two people having a conversation, and then he just turns around and he gives his expert advice.
Lucky just tweeted us, and I agree with Lucky. Say,
our Lucky, Greg,
yeah,
Lucky.
Yeah, Greg and Lucky, Lucky.
Yeah.
He says that if people don't want you to give your opinion, they shouldn't be talking so loud.
So by them speaking loud in a public area, they're inviting, they're soliciting for their advice. Colega, good morning.
Morning, Anele. Morning, Anele. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So do you jump in or do you, bite your tongue?
I jump in, and at a point off the trick, I had a job, like a holiday job, as a waitress. And so I would come delivering your coffee, and I'd be like, listen, sis, that man did you so dirty, I would leave. Or, wow, your husband is a lot, ma'am. Don't you think you should do this, this, and this? It's really normal.
It's normal, you see.
Yeah.
Do you pull up a chair? And
no, I didn't pull up a chair because, I mean, I wasn't allowed to sit down. I was at a job, but I would stand there and I would mock up your story. I like things. And
colega, I'm surprised that you cared for the fact that you weren't allowed to sit. You also weren't allowed an opinion.
No, but it's not rude to give advice. I mean,
unsolicited advice, let's be clear.
And how do the people react? I'm pretty sure some of them tell you can, take a long walk off a short pier.
No. Most of the people are really friendly, and they'd be like, wow, I think you're right. And, no one ever gave me, a rude reply. They'd actually ask follow-up questions.
Oh, wow, Ianla.
I think Frankie's onto something. We should all be giving each other advice.
Yes, why not?
Cindy, what's your take?
I think this is where people in Joburg are just so, we often come across as hard and whatever, but if somebody jumps into my conversation and gives advice, I'm going to smile politely, okay, thank you so much. And then I'm going to WhatsApp my friend, I cannot believe this woman got involved in my conversation. So I'm the type of person like you, where if it's practical advice that I can give you, we're standing in the uniform shop and you're not sure what the uniform is, then I'll jump in, but then I walk away. I'm not here to make friends. But if it's a conversation, in the seldom occasion, once a year where I'm by myself in a restaurant and the person next to me is having a juicy conversation, then I live tweet it.
Wow.
But that's even worse.
No, I'll just say lady one has this problem. So, lady two says da-da-da-da.
I'm there for it.
If there's a couple having an argument or whatever, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I've got nobody to share this with. I can't believe this is happening. I have to tweet this.
Okay. There we go, Cindy. I agree. At least let your followers and Twitter be entertained.
Wow.
Don't jump in. No, Eugene?
Man. Yes, Sanele. Firstly, Happy New Year to the Breakfast Team.
Yay! Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. So what happened to me this weekend? I was in a grocery store. I know it's just a simple, a normal place, right? But then me and my wife, being January, everything's budget constraints, So we work everything like that. And we're choosing what should we get? Between normal watermelon, the full one, and this other seedless one. This lady just comes up and says, try the seedless. It's amazing. It's the best thing ever. And I'm like, what the heck? Anyway, and on top of that, who do I complain to now? Because I found five seeds. It's not the grocery store. It's her fault.
You don't know where she lives.
Exactly.
You don't know what she looks like any longer.
You can't track her down.
And now you're stuck with the seeds from the watermelon.
But hang on a second. Eugene took her advice, though.
Because it was pushed on me.
Yes.
And it led you astray.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Now she leaves her man.
Now what if that lady... The problem for you, Frankie, is that lady can find you. If things go down, you are finished.
This guy's the caller of the day. This guy is the caller of the day. Eugene, you're the caller of the day. You win yourself R1,000.
Yeah. Thank you.
You take your money and you spend it by yourself. Don't take any advice.
Now he can buy both the seedless and the one with the seeds.
Yeah.
And you know what? Eugene makes a good point. This girl now breaks up with her man. And then he was about to do a turnaround here.
No, but from what I heard in that conversation, it wasn't going
now
to
work. Now Valentine's Day is coming. She's single. Then she's going to be singing all by myself because of Frankie.
Send us a voice note on the 947 Breakfast Club WhatsApp telephone. Yo. 084-00-00-947.
Nothing wrong, Frankie. I thought it was very nice that you gave your opinion.
I think it's all very noble of Frankie to give his advice, but in all honesty, I don't think I would be brave enough.
I totally agree with Tumbekile. You know, you just give that kind of a look and you like look down and it's like you're shaking your head. No, 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 no.
Nope. I listen, barge in with my ears only, and I get home and tell the story.
Of course I do. If they're talking that loudly, they obviously don't care who hears.
Anele, the same way as what anyone thinks about you is none of your damn business, someone else's personal information is none of your damn business.
It's none of your business. You don't get involved. Don't listen to other people's conversations. And if you do, just sit there and listen. But don't comment.
No, guys, I'm with Frankie on this one. Like, if guys are talking loudly and they know you can hear, then they know you can give your 2 cents. I mean, they're talking behind you loudly and you out there. Ears don't have plugs, guys. They don't have plugs. So if I'm sitting there behind people and I can offer some good advice, damn right, I'm going to give it. The 947 Breakfast Club. Diamonds are